TNT News and Talk with Dolores Cahill on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dolores Cahill Show on TNTRadio.live. And you can find me on custodian.com and, of course, on the worldfreedomalliance.org. And we had Nigel Utton, who's a teacher for 23 years, an osteopath, and now chief operating officer in the worldfreedomalliance.org. So, Nigel, do you want to just tell us, just in these few minutes at the start of the hour, how people can support all of us in the World Freedom Alliance, but also you?
Well, what I'd love people to do, actually, is look around them and see if there are any institutions that they think share our values and get them to sign up to our education charter. Now, it's being built at the moment, so it's not on the website yet, but it will be very soon on worldfreedomalliance.org. And it's important that you put .org because there are other ones around which don't have .org, which are not us. So worldfreedomalliance.org, go to the education page. There's not a lot there at the moment, but as soon as that page becomes live, people will be able to sign up and join with people all around the world so that they can start communicating and sharing ideas and really, really making education what it should be rather than what it has been. So very, very exciting times we're living in.
Thank you very much. And that's Nigel Utton from the worldfreedomalliance.org. And now it's a great pleasure to welcome Dr. Heiko Schöning from Germany. And Heiko is also the vice president of the World Freedom Alliance and also vice president of the World Doctors Alliance. And two questions, Heiko, just to give, if you give a brief background for those of you who don't know you. And then I know that you were one of the first people that warned publicly in September 2019 that criminals are planning a fake pandemic for 2020, so 8 or 10 months before any of this started. So welcome, Heiko Schöning, and if you give a brief background for yourself.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm a medical doctor from Germany, and I was born in Lübeck at the Baltic Sea. And yeah, so greetings from the Baltic Sea now. But yeah, most importantly, I was a person who said publicly that in 2019, criminals are planning a fake pandemic for 2020. And if there is criminal pre-knowledge, the event is not real. So it's organized crime. So this is a very, very important message. And it's not all proven. So we said this publicly, we were blocked, especially me, several times. But now the good message is all the evidence is out in a book now. It's mounted on paper. And the book is called Game Over, Anthrax 01, COVID-19. Yeah, so this in very brief. Yeah, and I've got the honor to be elected as the vice president of the World Freedom Alliance. So this is not only about the problems, yeah, like with criminals. This is about the solutions as well. And therefore, I'm very thankful that Nigel Utton is there and supporting us and collecting the good people, yeah, with his good heart, yeah. Because again, we are about solutions as well, but of course, we are fighting the criminal things, what's going on in the world now.
And maybe Heiko, you know, you're a medical doctor, and I know you that you were also have military experience. So just, you know, how did this story begin for you, and how does a medical doctor write this amazing book paralleling over 20, 25 years, exactly what is going to happen now in 2020, 2021, 22? How did the story start for you?
Yeah, well, so I was grown up in Lübeck. Then there was mandatory service at the army, and I became an officer. So I spent three years in the army. So that's long ago. So this was in 1989. Yeah, and guess what? After I was there 1 month, they give up and the wall opened. Yeah, so this was a wonderful experience. Because, well, this was one of the best events in the world so far. Two supposed enemy armies come together, and what happened? Not a single shot. Yeah, no one was deaf. So this was a success story, like a merger, like an M&A, putting two armies together. Yeah, the West and the East German army. So this is long ago, but of course, yeah, I said I would.
And maybe Heiko, just because it's always interesting, just maybe say how old you were and where were you in that night or in the few days when the Berlin Wall came down in 1989?
Oh, yeah, I'm now 52, and I was I was in Lübeck, and and I was at home because I was on sick leave. Yeah, so I was free to go to the border. So only one day after the wall came down in Berlin, the wall came down at the Novice Point at the Iron Curtain in Lübeck. Yeah, so it was open, and kilometers of Trabis, so small East German cars, yeah, coming over to our town. What is located just at the border, just at the Novice Point at the Iron Curtain. And this was...
And what was the atmosphere like on that day, those few days after the Berlin Wall came down in 1989 in Germany?
Well, this was, it was a festival, yeah? So the people were crying in the cars, and all the people there were, well, this was quite emotional, yeah? So we're greeting them, and well, people dancing in the street. Guess what? North Germans dancing in the street. Yeah. So I experienced this only two times in my life: 89, when the border was open, and 1990, when Germany got their the world championship in soccer, in football.
Brilliant, wonderful. So then, if we want to go, I know you qualified as a medical doctor. If you want to, then go into, because it's, I've read your book, which is an amazing read, Game Over by Dr. Heiko Schoening. But if you want to, it is an amazing story how you really got into this as a medical doctor.
Yeah, so I went then straight from the army to medical school. Yeah, and I'm a certified medical doctor. I studied in Berlin at the Charité. I studied in England at the Leicester Royal Infirmary, and in Australia, worked in the Royal North Shore Hospital in Sydney, and some other places. Well, and you might, now we come to the important thing. So some people might say, so how does a medical doctor get there to this organized crime investigation? Yeah. Well, the inception was a suspicious suicide. In short and in comprehensive terms, it went like this. So I had treated patients who had intentionally taken overdoses of a painkiller, acetophenamine or paracetamol called. Yeah. So the brand name in the United States is Tylenol. Yeah. So I treated them in three continents. I had some experience. And in 2008, a vaccine expert who took his life, his own life, with paracetamol, was suddenly pronounced as the sole perpetrator of the very important anthrax attacks of 2001. Yeah, okay. This is factually wrong, as I discovered. In the case of the officially alleged mass murder, Dr. Bruce Ivans, suicide is virtually impossible. So, what is it? So this man, yeah, worked for a company called Emergent BioSolutions, yeah, and this company had the monopoly for the anthrax vaccine, and this is the same company that has today the near monopoly of producing corona vaccine. Emergent BioSolutions, former name Bioport, yeah, is producing the vaccine for AstraZeneca, for Johnson & Johnson, Janssen's, Novavax, and others. Yeah. So, and the perpetrator, Yeah, very officially, Dr. Bruce Ivins. His name should be known like Osama bin Laden. Yeah, there were very suspicious things. So the antidote of paracetamol was available for Ivins within 12 hours. Therefore, the probability of his death was practically zero, yeah? Backed up by scientific evidence. Second, in the district hospital, Ivins died only 2 days instead after this event instead of five, and he never regained consciousness after he was found. Paracetamol causes delayed damage of the liver, not immediately to brain damage. And third, despite of the most expensive and the largest criminal case of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the USA, there was no transfer of him to university hospitals, no liver transplant, and no post-mortem examination, so no autopsy to clarify the cause of the disease, and no storage of his corpse. He was burned. Yeah. He deceased.
So you're basically, they are alleging, we'll say, in the official investigation that Dr. Bruce Ivins, they are blaming him, we'll say, for the anthrax issue, which was 20 years ago. But you started to investigate, and you, as an expert in people who can die of either deliberate or overdoses of paracetamol or Tylenol. But how did you actually start to discover the case of Dr. Bruce Ivins? What actually, was it just a random event, or were you interested in this area around anthrax, you know, and the criminality behind the so-called pandemics of 20 years ago? Or was it just an accident that you fell into this?
Well, it was more or less, it was it wasn't a special thing. Unless, so what we are talking about, the anthrax attacks with a deadly bioagent, with a bacteria, Bacillus anthracis, yeah, this was very crucial for the world and the history, because this happened in September 2001, at the same time where we had the 9/11 events. So basically, 9/11, yeah, has got five events. So four events with planes, and the fifth events are deadly letters, yeah, sent to senators in the US Parliament and to high-level journalists, yeah. And this created a panic, just like today, corona. This created a panic like anthrax, yeah. And it's changed the world. Yeah. And in 2003, then Colin Powell said, oh, well, the Iraq used anthrax, yeah, and we need to invade Iraq. So they blamed Iraq for this in 2001. But it came out that the material of this anthrax was a very high sophisticated bioweapon done by and came out of the US military. And this is very officially. So it was not a foreign group, yeah, like Iraq or Al-Qaeda. It was a domestic attack. Yeah. And of course, because it was highly sophisticated material, it was a group of terrorists. And then in 2008, yeah, so 7 years after this, yeah, they said, oh, it was a lonely perpetrator. It was Dr. Bruce Ivins. Yeah. And yeah, this was very suspicious. And I looked into the case, and again, no autopsy, yeah, zero chance that he murdered himself. Yes. And so what is very interesting as well was so Edwin, that following the death, the fake court opinion, yeah, was not independent. What said he was the perpetrator, but demonstrably a criminal cover-up by the notorious Edwin Meese. Edwin Meese's private foundation makes up the Coronavirus Commission today, coronaviruscommission.com. Yeah, it's a heritage foundation. So, and the official lone terrorist, Dr. Bruce Ivins, at the time of the crime, worked for Emergent Biosolutions. Again, the main producer of the COVID-19 vaccine. So it's enough to say, stop, yeah? We need to investigate this. So again, COVID-19 is a pre-planned crime done by criminals, and I named the organizations and the criminals involved in September 2019, so months before the outbreak. So this is the basic story.
And Heiko, so just for people, just to synopsize it, you're saying, so their story is that 9/11 and the three planes that went into the three towers, whatever, the two World Trade Centers and also the Pentagon, that those events, and then people may remember in October of 2001, there was the envelopes for anthrax. And they were immediately saying this was a terrorist organization, which led on to the wars in the Middle East. But what you're revealing, and you've done it in your book, Game Over, is that this was all instigated by criminals in the United States, and that the anthrax that was made for the October 2001 postage, when they were posted all around America, causing a fear pandemic following on from the 9/11, was actually manufactured by a company, Emergent Biosolutions. Dr. Bruce Ivins worked in that company, that he didn't kill himself with a Tylenol or paracetamol overdose, that essentially he was murdered, and that Emergent Biosolutions are now part of the company and the complex that are creating the injection so-called vaccines now 20 years later. And maybe if you describe the interview that you spelled this all out in, and if people can find that. And you did the interview in September 2019, and that interview went viral.
Yes, that's right. So this was, of course, very dangerous for me, my family, and so on. So in fact, this interview was recorded in December 2018. Yeah, it was like my life insurance. Yeah. And we looked for partners and how to get on. So you will see who is behind this, and you will see. So it's not that easy to go to the police with these kind of evidence. So, but it was broadcasted in September 2019, and you can see this even today. Yeah, even there are some parts in English. Yeah, translated on the website kenfm.de, yeah, and you give in my name, Heiko Schöning, and then you will see it, yeah. Plus, at the platform renamed Apolut, yeah, apolut.net. So there you still can see this. Yeah, it's a nearly 2 hours interview, very detailed, and plus I had the draft of my book in front of me. And you can see it, and we showed some evidence out of the book into the camera, yeah? And this was broadcasted months before the corona outbreak. So this was a big thing. But unfortunately, yeah, there was not enough of help, yeah? And despite 300,000 people saw this before COVID-19, yeah? There was not enough of action and help, yeah, to investigate this. Yeah, so we needed. It was clear. Okay, we need to start some organizations to inform the people about this, and all what I said before came true in the last 2 years. It's a real tragedy. Yeah.
So yes, exactly. So what you were trying to do, you did the interview in 2018, it was broadcast and was very, you know, 300,000 people, and it was shared on many platforms. And you were doing that in order to stop what was happening, to make people aware and watch the pandemic. And if our societies were working properly, the police would have investigated it and journalists would have followed on. And that did not happen. You were trying to warn. So I know you set up multiple organizations in Germany. And also your book, Game Over, is an amazing book, really, because if you just want to describe how you've made a pack of cards, and you've also have drawings of all of the key people involved so that people can track this complex network of criminality and trace the links between 20 years ago and the so-called SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 pandemic now.
Yeah. So I really thought about how to present this book. Yeah. And so normally if you have a book, there are letters and it evokes pictures in your head. Yeah. But everybody is seeing different pictures. So this book is special. So it has 450 pages, plus it has around 100 infographics. So you can see who is with who and what is the connection. So there is a very systematic, yeah, very German, very systematic approach to show the persons, to show the institutes, and to show the actions. So three elements. And these three elements were put into graphics in different shapes. And this is going all along the text. Yeah, so it's easy to understand, and even it's mainly now written in English, written in German. Even English people will understand because of the infographics. Plus, I put all the important original documents into the book. Yeah. So if you see, okay, he really worked there, yeah, and this man, Dr. Bruce Ivens, worked at Emergent BioSolutions, but he was an employee of the U.S. Army itself. Is this real? Yes. So the original evidence, yeah, in English language, is printed in the book. Just for an example, yeah, and the incredible story is, Dr. Bruce Ivens got the highest civilian honor, a medal, inside the Pentagon in March 2003 because of his work for the anthrax vaccine. Yeah. Yeah. And we have this evidence in the book and something else. Well, and as I said, so the investigation of the FBI is a cover up. Yeah, and we're talking about government crime. Yeah, so so you could imagine what this is mean. And this the same perpetrators of the anthrax attacks and of the cover up, especially, yeah, like Edwin Meese, like the FBI director Robert Mueller. Yeah, so they are in the COVID-19 crime today again. Yeah, and we have all the proof. So basically, the book connects the anthrax 01 crime with the COVID-19. So the same perpetrators are acting today in high places. Yeah, I showed really court case proof evidence. Yeah, that some of the key people committed crime with the anthrax attacks, yeah? And it was not Bruce Ivens. He was not their lonely perpetrator, yeah? And all pointed out to this high network. And Edwin Meese, yeah, the right hand of Ronald Reagan, an old croc, plus he is a de facto personnel chief of Donald Trump. He got the highest medal in the Oval Office in 2019 from Donald Trump. They are in this crime.
Very good. And Heiko, we're just going to quickly go through a short ad break, and we'll come back and we'll talk in detail just about giving one or two examples between the parallels from 20 years ago and now. And thank you to the listeners on the Dolores Cahill Show. We'll go for a quick break.
You should hear what Misty Winston is talking about.
I want to actually talk a little bit about the class divide with you, because I think that You know, you just mentioned the class war, and we are in, I don't think people recognize it, we are in a class war and have been for some time. The middle class, the working class, we perhaps have been unaware of the fact that we're in a class war, but that's been going on for a long time. So let's talk a little bit about that and the class divide. Well, how do you see things right now? Because I feel like right now there's a lot of distractions being thrown our way to kind of prevent us from looking, from noticing the man behind the curtain.
Right. I think people really need to pay attention to what's going on economically in this country. And I don't just mean in reference to inflation. For example, I talked about this the other night. Bill Gates is actually buying farmland in the United States, a lot of farmland. And there was a woman that came on my show about 2 weeks ago, and she was telling me that Bill Gates is stealing water from her town.
Misty Winston on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
You have the right to know. The right to know about culture. The right to know about the economy. The right to know about technology and to know about sports. You have the right to know about education and politics and the weather. You have the right to know what's happening abroad and in your backyard. But above all else, you have the right to know that this right is under attack, and we must work to protect it. Because in order to be free, we must be informed. Understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
What? Are you kidding me?
If you can't believe what you're hearing, then get the straight talk from us. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dolores Cahill Show on tntradio.live, and you can find me on custodian.com. And also, I'm speaking with Dr. Heiko Schoening, Vice President of the worldfreedomalliance.org, and about his recent book that he's just published called Game Over. So, Heiko, just when we're starting again, where can people buy the book? And I think if you would like to focus on one or two of the individuals that have been involved in this connection between anthrax 20 years ago and COVID-19 now.
Yeah. Well, the book is very blocked here. So it's hard to get it in normal bookshops here. But there are several places out, like Blue Tiger Media in the Netherlands. Yeah. And the best website to go is wirkraft.net. Yeah, .net is important. Yeah, wirkraft. Okay. Yeah, you may spell it. Yeah,
and so that's wirkraft.net, wirkraft.net, and also Blue Tiger Media in the Netherlands.
Yes, and we have other shops in Switzerland, in Austria, yeah, and in Germany. So it's send it out. That's a good message. So more than 10,000 times. So the evidence is out. Yeah. So, and they will not get it back. It's mounted on paper. Plus, inside the book are two double layer DVDs. So the original interview, what I said. Yeah. So it's mounted now. A lot of 10,000 times now on a DVD, yeah. And we have together 20 pieces of evidence on the DVDs, so interviews, yeah, and other things. And they are in German and in English, so they are both things, yeah. Plus, you can see, as I said, not only the crime, the problems, you can see some solutions. There are inside the book are two documentaries about our work in the World Freedom Alliance. Yeah, so we have a professional made documentary about our founding in Stockholm and about our actions in Copenhagen. Yeah, so everybody can see who we are. Yeah, as persons, are we reliable? Yeah, and so on. So you can get an own picture, yeah, and there are interviews in English and in German and so on. And you, I know it's a very hard message what I said. Yeah, so it's organized crime, and it's government crime. So yeah, it's like the message, oh, you've got cancer. Yeah, so oh, yeah, you don't want to hear it. Or the message, oh, your own parents, yeah, like in the government, yeah, they committed crime and they are not good for you. So it's hard to swallow.
So it's actually a wonderful and a real honor to be working with you in the World Freedom Alliance, Heiko. And I guess what I've been saying for the last, you know, years, a year or so, is that we have to move from looking at this issue around PCR testing or even the injections and look around accountability and liability. And part of what's fundamental is people need to see the evidence of who has actually been involved in this. So do you want to give an example of one or two people that you can just detail for the listeners? And we know there's more information and many people described in the book, but just to talk us through the people that were involved in the anthrax issue 20 years ago and in planning this event now, the pandemic, in the years before 2019, 2020.
Yeah, I'm happy to do so. So the anthrax attacks, so they are, yeah, from 2001, they are 20 years ago, but so the COVID-19 crime is actual. So I think most of the people are interested in this. So again, the company who's producing, which is producing a lot of the vaccines, like for AstraZeneca and Novavax, yeah, they are run by criminals, yeah, so by a worldwide mafia. And I explained in the book very detailed three characters, yeah. So Fuad El Hibri, yeah, he is German born, but from Lebanese descent. Admiral William Crow, the Joint Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, so the highest soldier of the entire U.S. Army, is a private owner of this company, yeah, and a director. Plus Jerome M. Hauer, Jerry Hauer, and he was the chief investigator in New York when this when 9/11 happened. And he's the director of Emergent Biosolutions, yeah? And Fuad El Hibri and Jerry Hauer until today. Hello, yeah? And, well, but we've got short time, so I will give short evidence on a man who had got criminal pre-knowledge from anthrax 01 and criminal pre-knowledge from COVID-19. It's one person. You can nail it down to one person, yeah, and all the others, yeah, you will see in a row. Who is this person? It's a medical doctor. It's a it's a personal doctor of George W. Bush and Al Gore. His name is Dr. Richard Tubb. He is within the United States Air Force. And he is a brigadier general, yeah. And on the day, on 9/11, on the very day, yeah, George Bush was in Florida, sitting in a school, yeah, reading to small children, yeah. America was under attack in New York, and then they flew off with a plane, with the Air Force One, yeah. With him was Dr. Richard Tubb, yeah? And he went from inside the plane, from chair to chair, and say, hey, do you know Cipro, an antibiotic? It's against anthrax, you need to take it in case it was anthrax in the school in Florida, yeah? And the people took it, yeah? So how could he know? And he said this, yeah. It's out, yeah, in an interview of him in the magazine Politico, yeah, because this information leaked after the years, yeah. So that's the trick. They put it then publicly, yeah. So you can read it up. He really gave the antidote of anthrax on the day on 9/11 to George Bush and all their government people in the plane, yeah, on the day 9/11 on Air Force One. And he said, yeah, himself was quoted, a lot of evidence there, yeah, because against anthrax. Well, when did the world know there was a bio attack with anthrax? 3 weeks after 9/11. So it was the 4th of October 2001 when it was announced. Yeah, in Florida is the first case of anthrax in 25 years, a medical sensation. Yeah. And nobody.
And that was in envelope. Was that the one that was posted in envelopes? And maybe just that I will spell that the doctor that you're saying, which was George, President George Bush's doctor, is Dr. Richard Turk. And the.
No, it's T-U-B-B. Yeah?
Oh, T-U-B-B. Okay.
B-B. Dr. Okay. Richard Tupp. Yeah. And he had this criminal pre-knowledge 3 weeks before the anthrax attacks, yeah, came into. Because if you inhale these bacterias, yeah, it takes up to 43 days that it will develop a sign of a disease. Yeah. So nobody could look into the lungs of the first victim. And the first victim was a journalist, a photo editor in Florida. His name was Robert Stevens. Yeah. And guess what? The alleged perpetrators of the 9/11 planes, yeah, they were living only a few kilometers from him. Yeah. So there was a lot of evidence placed, yeah, that the alleged perpetrators, yeah, of the hijackers were living in his area and so on. And the wife of his boss, of Robert Stevens, he gave the apartments to the hijackers and so on and so on. Yeah. And the hijackers allegedly went to the hospital and to a pharmacy before and said, oh, here, I have here something. Can you give me some medication? Yeah. And this, after this, they said, oh, this looked like anthrax. So this was connected.
So that's one of the key people, Dr. Richard Tubb, and there's a lot of evidence. And maybe I think one of the crucial figures is Fuad El-Hibri, and the spelling of his name is F-U-A-D, and then E-E-L, and then H-I-B-R-I. And he is from Lebanon, and he is one of the founders of Emergent BioSolutions.
This is right, yeah, but he has no medical background. He was at Booz Allen Hamilton, so the same company what Edward Snowden was in. So he's just a frontman, yeah, and he did things like this before. I have all the details there, and well, he has got a CIA background, yeah. Well, yes, and he was forced to testify in the U.S. Congress in 2021, yeah, because so they put non-declared substances in their vaccine for AstraZeneca and for Johnson & Johnson. So you can read this up, yeah. And they got quite under pressure. But then they said, yeah, they just mix up some things. So again, the vaccine is dangerous. Yeah, it's filled up by criminals. So that's the main message. Yeah. So I don't want to go in all these medical details. Yeah. And I think there's no big point to discuss all the medical details. But again, this man, Dr. Richard Tubb, yeah, he had chronal pre-knowledge of the anthrax attacks. So 3 weeks in advance. And it was no prophylaxis, because if you give ciprofloxacin, yeah, in high doses like you did it, and even low doses, you have the risk of side effects. And the side effects of Cipro are quite strong. So hallucinations, yeah, weird behavior. You can have kidney and liver problems, yeah. Nearly the half of the people will go to toilet after this for the whole day. So these are the people who are having these atom weapons, and you don't want to have hallucinations and other mental problems to your president. So to give this, yeah, it's no prophylaxis. And again, he said it's against anthrax. How could he know if he had not criminal pre-knowledge? Yeah. So this is the case. And what is the story then of Dr. Richard Tubb? In 2013, he went out of the public service, out of the military, and he became a director at the board. Where? British American Tobacco. Yeah. Very clear for an Air Force medical doctor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what he did there in 2014, yeah, he was responsible at the board from British to American Tobacco of Science. He bought in 2014 the company Kentucky Bioprocessing. And they are producing today Corona vaccine out of gene-altered tobacco plants, and I kid you not. I said this in interviews here in March 2020, that Dr. Richard Tubb and British American Tobacco with Kentucky Bioprocessing is doing this. Yeah, it sounds like science fiction, but you can read it up today in their own press releases. Yeah. And plus,
I mean, my area, you know, is expressing recombinant proteins. And even 30 years ago, when I was doing my PhD, they had the technology then to express any kind of other proteins in plants. So one of the fears could be that if they are injecting things with people to prime them or super prime their immune system, they could potentially put whatever the agent is into our food without our knowledge. So it's quite a straightforward process to recombinantly express other sources from anything into plants, including tobacco. So this is very straightforward.
Yeah, it's straightforward. You're right. Yeah, and the Pentagon was financing this technology before. Plus, why it's so important? So strategically, for this crime to vaccinate billions of people, yeah, with the classical methods, in eggs, yeah, so you cannot produce them so fast. So if you produce, yeah, these so-called vaccines, then in tobacco plants, you can get millions of doses within weeks. So strategically, this technology was very important. And Dr. Richard Tubb, he consulted Philip Morris, yeah, Marlboro, and so on, as well in 2017 via the Canadian company Parallax. And today, and even then, Philip Morris has got a 100% subsidiary called Medicago, a Canadian company which is producing Corona vaccine out of gene-altered tobacco plants. So again, Dr. Richard Tubb had in 2014 and 2017 criminal pre-knowledge. Yeah, he bought the company and consulted. Yeah, even the other tobacco company to buy these technology. Yeah, and in short, yeah, it's like Dr. Richard Tubb is making the tobacco industry great again. Now turning, and I have a presentation, PowerPoint presentation from them, they're turning tobacco into bioreactors. Yeah, that's what they're doing. And what is Dr. Richard Tubb doing today? Guess what? He is at the board of the Coronavirus Commission. And the Coronavirus Commission, yeah, set up by the Heritage Foundation, they gave in spring 2020 a detailed, large report how the world should deal with COVID-19. Lockdowns, vaccination, contact tracing, and so on. Again, Dr. Richard Tubb. Yeah.
And maybe we should say as well, the Heritage Foundation has been around for decades, but you know, the real, we'll say 100-year agenda has been organized in the world by the Committee of 300. And in 1991, Dr. John Coleman wrote an excellent book around the Committee of 300. And part of their instigating around the world was setting up institutes like the Tavistock Institute for the psychological and fear component. But the Heritage Foundation was set up by the real instigating minds of the Committee of 300. So it makes complete sense that the Heritage Foundation and part of the players in the Committee of 300 would be behind this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so I put in the book Game Over, COVID-19, Entrex01, the perpetrators. So, and I systematically in a card game. Yeah. So they are, you can see the faces and the teams are lined up like in a classical card game. Yeah. And plus we produced real card games where you can play poker or something like this. Yeah. You can purchase this with the book if you like. Yeah. So you get known to the faces and to the name and how are the structures. And only one name, Edwin Mies, yeah, an old criminal, a croc, yeah. He was doing the Iran-Contra crimes, yeah, with the Reagan administration. And he put 200 old Reaganites into the Trump administration. This was in a newspaper. And he got the highest medal from Donald Trump in October 2019 in the Oval Office. Yeah. So again, we cannot trust our governments. It's a coup. So, and I'm a father, I'm a medical doctor, and I'm a retired army officer. So we call out now all good people here to stand for our rights. Yeah. And be peaceful. Say no to mafia. It's a worldwide mafia. They're just criminals. Yeah. And we have solutions. And you can watch the solutions at wirkraft.net, where you see the resources of the book, plus how we can overcome this crime. And I'm very happy that since now 2020, we set up some organizations, and I had the honor to speak to more than 1 million people attending in a demonstration and a rally on the 29th of August, 2020. Yeah. So we are many. Yeah,
this was more than 1 million people in the rally that you were involved in also organizing, Heiko, in Berlin, which was fabulous, right? That really put you on the world stage. And then you've organized other organizations as well as the World Freedom Alliance. If you just want to give some details, and I know there was the amazing one that where Robert Kennedy flew over and you and he were on stage again in Germany.
Yeah. So what I did, yeah, so I put out the message, hey, criminals are planning the crime with COVID-19 months before, yeah, but not a lot of help was there here. And so I took steps back and I said, okay, I will establish a doctors association, yeah, medical doctors. And I established with three colleagues in April 2020, the Doctors for Truth, Ärzte für Aufklärung. We had, within a short time, we had more than 1,000 medical doctors enrolled in our website, named on the website, with their names and their towns. And we all said no to the draconic measurements, because lockdown kills, And it's a big crime behind this, And it's more, well, why are they doing this? Well, they want to stay in power. For them, it's more risk management, And 2008, there was this financial crash and they put more money into the system and they looked for a solution, Because in 2008, it was clear it was the banks and the private owners who are the perpetrators. And now they looked for a solution. Now it's a virus to blame for, And this is, we have plenty of evidence for this. But with the good organizations like the World Freedom Alliance, so we established the World Doctors Alliance, And I'm the founder of the Extra-Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, the Corona Ausschuss. So I started this, And some lawyers went on with this and collecting evidence. But we need to take actions, Because court cases takes long, The legal system is not independent, but of course we need to stand for our civil rights. So join us in the worldfreedomalliance.org. Have a look at the book and the solutions at wirkraft.net. And we've got a good chance, the best chance in more than 100 years to overcome this organized crime.
No, I think that's wonderful. And I've just looked at Wirkraft, wirkraft.net. And if you scroll down, the book Game Over by Dr. Heiko Schoening is available to purchase there. And I think what is, you know, it's an honor to be with you, Heiko, in the World Doctors Alliance and the World Freedom Alliance. And I know you've set up Doctors for Truth in Germany and also the Extra Parliamentary Committee. So you've done an amazing work. But I think what's maybe unique around the World Freedom Alliance is that, you know, Mads Pavik is an investment banker for many years, but he has proposed a detailed solution around what the new banking and taxation system would look like. You have laid out, which is, you know, years of work, exactly who the criminals are that are involved, because that is the process that we need to know, is understand who are involved now in 2022. And hold them to account. And I think people need to do that. And in the World Freedom Alliance, we are working with many organizations to set up a new health system and a new food system. So I think what's unique about us is that a lot of the founders know the issues, but are really solution focused. Because what I think is, people may not have to spend decades like we have understanding what's going on now. In the World Freedom Alliance, we want people to put their energy into building the new system in the world, holding these people to account, but then moving forward.
So we are moving forward, but we can solve this only together, and we need more resources. So what they did, so they blocked all our financial resources. For me, it started when my interview in September 2019 was out. They tried to ruin me and tried to marginalize me, and so on, and prevent me from speaking. So even in London, so we had, in August 2020, we had more than 1 million people in the streets two times, at the 1st of August, and 6 hours of rally, but then the police came and blocked the stage when I was supposed to speak. But I said, okay, we will come back. And 4 weeks later, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I picked him up from the airport. Then went to the Brandenburg Gate, and the day after, we speak in front of more than 1 million people again. And this was a
And I think what's significant and what I thought is that for all of those rallies, it probably means that those rallies and what you've done have touched every family in Germany. And this is over 2 years ago. And what we're doing is trying to provide real information that people can actually fact check themselves. But we're just coming to the end of the interview now, Heiko. So I just want to, if people want to support you and what we're doing, it's Wirkraft, wirkraft.net, and also worldfreedomalliance.org. And also to support me is Custodian, Custodien, dot com. So thank you, everyone. And this is the Dolores Cahill Show on TNT Radio.live.